Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Facing the new year is always somewhat scary. Who knows what the year may hold, bane or blessing? Have you ever asked yourself, why fear the unknown? When you were born, you had two basic fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. But soon after your birth, you began to develop other fears. The fears that you had at birth were necessary for you to survive. But as you grew older, you became afraid of other things. And sometimes, by the time we reach adulthood, our list of fears has grown quite long. Fear is not limited to people who are in such a serious state of mental illness as to require hospital care, says physician Dr. G. Ernest Thompson. He continued, "It often casts its evil influence on the happiness of people of average and normal environment. Indeed, few of us are entirely free of some of the common anxieties which put a blight on life. Not one of us ever carries on a normal existence for any period of time without encountering the reality of fear. You know, a lot of us are first-class actors. We are the laughing, smiling picture of perfect confidence on the outside, but we are tormented by fears within our hearts. I've noticed that often a facade of confidence is a mask that projects an image of success, but when a person lets down his guard, he unburdens a heart of fear and anxiety. Is there really an answer to this age-old problem of fear? Or is it something we have to live with, like the vagaries of bad weather and taxes? People often write asking, what can they do to overcome fear? People will ask, how can I conquer it? But the way the question is asked often indicates that either they don't want an answer or really don't expect one. They really expect me to say, well, buckle up under it and just learn to live with it. However, you don't have to be satisfied with such a tepid solution. When he wrote to Timothy, Paul said, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Paul's statement tells us something. Unhealthy, debilitating fear is not from God. Okay, before you discount his words as coming from somebody who has never been there, let me tell you about Paul. He battled all kinds of fear. Read the letter we know as 2 Corinthians. It's Paul's heart. Here he admits that when he came into northern Greece, there were fightings without and fears within. In fact, he says he was surrounded by fear. So how did Paul fight this monster? In the text I quoted, he gives the answer. The first key is knowing that God's power is greater than your fear. The realization that God is with you, that he is greater and more powerful by far than anything that you will ever confront, will destroy fear. The second antidote to fear is what Paul called love. His words are reminiscent of Christ's comments about fearing none who could hurt the body. Love is a power greater than fear. When the first century Christians were persecuted, their tormentors were completely baffled by the love of the Christians for their enemies. The third element that defeats fear is a sound mind. You don't have to be tormented by fear. You can look to God and find his strength and help in overcoming it. Remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He gives the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.